Opa!
You? Again?
Me, your sister?
Didn't you return to Moav? To your mother's house?
I didn't return to Moav. I'm here, inside your mind. I am a part of you. Ruth the Moabite. Moabite.
No! No more!
Moabite! That's what you were born to be. You cannot change your nature.
I took it upon myself to change.
And those boys here, you can't change them. They are just like those guys in Moav. The same rudeness.
I must find the difference.
Oh, stop it. On the way here, things looked different.
I chose to go and you left us.
I did the smarter thing. But you got a nasty surprise.
Surprise? Why? Naomi warned us that things here would not be easy.
I sit in the clouds within the cold.
You still remember my poem?
Of course I do. Looking west to the land of Judea, among the clefts in the clouds, see there a beam of light.
Something good will grow here in the future.
And now, Ruth, even now do you see that light?
My bird flew there. I send her with trembling hands.
But her friends on a frosty branch cling together in amazement. Ruth in amazement.
There is a struggle between the forces of good and evil.
And I have not been there dreaming of a better world?
Too bad you did not continue on our journey with us.
On the contrary, it's good that I did not continue.
Why?
Because of this conceit. This feeling that the weight of the world has been placed on your shoulders. To always be a good person. Even if you are wounded and humiliated, you must stay gentle and soft. Always, no matter your situation, you must remain on the side of good and not go back.
That is the only way to prevent evil in the world.
Evil? Today, what is bad for me is good for someone else. And tomorrow, the opposite. What is good for me will hurt someone else. There is nothing definitive about it.
No, I cannot accept that. Never. There is good in the world, and I believe that in the end, good will triumph over evil.
Woof, woof, woof! Whoever is going after us, it is the accursed Moab.
Stop! Enough, Orpa!
Why not? If it's good for them, for these boys.
Goodness like that only begets evil in the end.
Stop it, Ruth! Enough with your grand ideas of saving the world. Return to your life as a Moabite. Ruth the Moabite. Find a man your own age here, one who will provide for you with honor. His soul will cling to your soul. Together you will build a new life with him. Maybe you will have children.
And what about Naomi?
Her? It really hurts to see her declining, inching closer to death. But that's her choice. She asked to be left on her own. She begged us to return to Moav. Ruth, listen to yourself, to your inner soul. Listen to the life surging within you. Do as I did. Go back to living the life that is only yours, not of others. And don't forget, I will always be a part of you in your thoughts. I am an intrinsic part of you. Ruth the Moabite. Ruth the Moabite. Moabite.